sounds wild.
Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
Midwinter in most of Alaska is blanketed by snow. For predators like owls, foxes, marten, and ermine, small rodents are important food. And all that snow is important to those little prey animals, providing shelter and protection to shrews, mice, and voles. So many animals stay active under the snow in winter that there's a word for the habitat: subnivian. Snow is a good insulator. The fluffier, the better. About 6 inches will keep temperatures in the subnivian realm near 32 degrees, even when the air temperature dips far below freezing. Warmth from the ground melts away some of the snow next to the earth, leaving a subnivian space that benefits small animals like voles and shrews. Voles, small, mouse-like rodents, dig tunnels through the snow, munching their way through the subnivian supermarket of roots, mosses, lichens, fungi, grasses, and seeds that are available all winter under the snow. Even some birds are part-time residents of the world beneath the snow. Ptarmigan grouse and snow buntings are all known to roost in the snow. A ptarmigan, for example, may fly directly into a fluffy snowbank. The bird will turn itself before settling in so that it faces a different direction. This is a smart escape strategy. If a predator finds the entrance hole, the bird will launch itself off in a different direction. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford. Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.